My case has been dragging on for so long, and in May I've been threatened with a letter of refusal without immigration decision. I've been threatened with imprisonment and £2,500 fine if I don't leave the country. And apparently that letter of refusal was not an immigration decision. So it was rejected by the solicitor. It's been followed by a second letter in immediately was rejected, and followed by another letter in June, and the Home Office was threatened with High Court action, and then now they say that they are reconsidering the case, but no one knows whether it will be positive or negative decision. And people who wanted to know where the case is at and to raise awareness, they invited me to come to this rally, and so that people of Nottingham who signed petition, and we have almost 7,000 petition, to know that the situation is still dragging on, justice is not delivered yet, and I stand threat of being deported, detained at any time. I've been asked to speak and say something, and I would like to say something. I would like to thank you for your support. Thank you for fighting for the right cause. Thank you for fighting for my family. Thank you for gathering in such a great number. This is what we call a true friendship. And Nottingham has been so friend. They've shown me friendship. They've accepted me in this community, and I've been supported all through. I came in this city in 2003, and I had lived to remain. And I've been here for more than 5 years, contributing, participating, working, paying my rent, council tax, all sorts of taxes, which is, I think, is my right as a resident and right of citizenship. However, in 2007, the Home Office declined my indefinite leave to remain application without good reasons. We have appealed that decision, they kept it, and in May 2008, they detained me and sent me in different detention center across the country 4 times in cage vans. All of this is because I've been a good citizen. I contributed, I follow, abide to the law and order. I am not happy with this treatment. It is less than a human being treatment. This is not a treatment that a human being, a decent person, a family man deserve. Yeah. I came in the United Kingdom after my university studies. I claim asylum at the airport. I'm not an illegal person. I've been allowed in this country. I've been allowed to work. I've been allowed to get married. I've got a British citizen. I've got my wife with British citizen, and I've got a son. All I want to ask to the Home Office Where is just and tolerant society?
Yes.
Where is just and tolerant community? The MP Andy Burnham, who is the health secretary today, allowed me to contribute at the Home Office Refugee National Refugee Integration Forum in a subgroup called Community and Media Subgroup, which I contributed for more than 2 years. The MP Alan Johnson, who is the Home Secretary today, sent me letters for my work on health and improving communities. Today, I would like to see justice done for my contribution. Nottingham City and County, Nottingham Unison, Nottingham NHS staff, Nottingham Council staff, the community at large has been very supportive to this cause. Now we've got more than 7,000 petitions written and online. This is not enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
This is time to deliver justice.
Yeah.
We have had so many people speaking, especially when I was in detention. Alan Simpson, the MP of Nottingham South, spoke. John Collins, the leader of Nottingham City Council, spoke. I have been recognized by the Nottingham, and the Lord Mayor delivered and served me with an Inspiration Award last year in November for my work to contribute and build a proud ambition and better Nottingham. Is this not enough? All I would like to say here is that I'm so proud of the community, Nottingham community, Nottingham friends, everybody who's supporting me and is contributing to this justice cause. When I come here, I came as a survivor of genocide. I came with the United Nations protection letters. I've been accepted here under humanitarian protection. I did not waste my time. I jumped into the college, I learned English, I started to work, I contributed, and I've initiated so many projects, including HIV prevention for the African communities. Today, that work has been sustained, and we have a full functioning Terence Higgins Trust. And I've been offered employment with this charity. Before that and until now, I've been offered integration post with the Nottingham and Nottinghamshire Refugee Forum, and I've been in employment all through until the day I've been detained. And from that time, on the 30th of May 2008, I am not allowed to work, but I still do my work, my roles at voluntary capacity. What else is a proof that will be enough for the Home Office? The Home Office say that people should earn their citizenship. And I think I have earned my citizenship.
Yes!